AP News, I'm Haya Pujwani. The Congressional Budget Office says President Donald Trump's tax bill will add $2.4 trillion to the deficit and leave 10.9 million more uninsured. In a news conference, House Speaker Mike Johnson says Trump's tax bill must pass so that everyone can benefit from it.
All the things that are in this bill are so important for the U.S. economy. It's going to be jet fuel for the U.S. economy. All boats are going to rise. And the sooner we do that, the better. And the risk of not getting it done is enormous, not just for the Republican Party, but for the country.
AP's Lisa Dwyer reports on a Texas abortion case where the actions of the hospital violated the law.
A federal investigation found that a Texas hospital that repeatedly sent a woman home who was bleeding and in pain without ending her non-viable, life-threatening pregnancy violated the law. It's a small victory for 36-year-old Kylie Thurman. Thurman lost part of her reproductive system. Women around the country have been denied emergency abortions for their life-threatening pregnancies. Guidance issued by the Biden administration in 2022 sought to preserve access to emergency abortions in extreme cases. Tuesday, the Trump administration announced it would revoke that guidance. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
At a Senate subcommittee hearing, Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick replies to Senator Jean Shaheen, who says a New Hampshire company that makes ball bearings for the aerospace industry told her the steel tariff has upended their supply chain.
I don't agree on the way it's being done because we're not going to have the steel that we need immediately to provide the supplies that we need immediately. So we need to do a little better planning before we put in place those kinds of tariffs. But I want to go to another
issue. And I can explain offline how the steel works, but it goes to a spot price. It doesn't change supply, it just changes price.
This is AP News. AP correspondent Marcela Sanchez reports on a Whole Foods ground beef product you may need to check in your fridge.
Officials have issued a public health alert for one-pound packages of organic rancher beef. The ground beef was sold at Whole Foods markets and may be contaminated with E. coli bacteria. The U.S. Food Safety and Inspection Service is specifically warning about packages produced between May 22nd and May 23rd. They have use-by dates of June 19th and June 20th. A recall was not issued since the meat is no longer being sold, but officials warn some consumers may still have it in their refrigerators. They advise throwing it away or returning it to the store. To date, no illnesses linked to the organic rancher beef product have been reported. Symptoms of E. coli include dehydration, diarrhea, and cramps.
Federal authorities arrested a man they say collaborated with the bomber of a fertility clinic in May. They allege he supplied chemicals used to make explosives. I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.